Good morning. It's 9:21 on 9:2. There we go. 9:21 a.m. August 2nd. I'm running a little late this morning. I've been lazy. And it was kind of cold and ugly looking out earlier, but the clouds have cleared. It's a gorgeous morning. It's still not too hot yet. It's an irrigation day, so I don't have to mow the lawn. I'll probably have to do that tomorrow, though. Let's see. Saturday, yesterday. Yeah, I was delayed getting it posted yesterday, not because I didn't have it ready for a change, but because Bluehost was giving me an error on upload. And so when I finally got through to, I finally realized that I needed to do something. I tried and it would time out, and I tried and time out, and I tried and time out. And I thought maybe it was my network connection, so I shut down, turned on, tried, timed out. It's like, oh dear. About once a quarter, once every couple months, maybe, there's like a 15-minute window where Bluehost gets stupid. And that was my window for the month, apparently. So yeah, had a little problem getting it uploaded. Thank you, John, for the prod. Since you asked, I figured that it must have come back, and it had. So yeah, it was, yesterday was server problems, and I don't have them very often, but, yesterday wasn't on me. It was the, FTP, and then it wouldn't connect to the website either, so I couldn't put the post in. But yeah, we got it finally. So I wrote a lot of ugly email yesterday, and I sent one of them. Let's see what happens today, tomorrow. My guess is nothing, just a hunch. One of those little hunch things. Somebody's having pancakes or, I think it's waffles for breakfast. Very pronounced maple syrup and pastry smell. Sunday morning, most of the people in town are in one church or another today. It's one of the sticking points with me, with my whole family actually, but with me and my wife in Greeley, because the town is really oriented around Christians. And for the most part, if you aren't Christian, of course you don't go to church. If you don't go to church, then you don't get tied into the wider network, because there's damn little else here besides the university. And a lot of the people who come and stay at the university find this spiritual environment to their liking. Which makes it kind of a cold place for the rest of us. Now, for me, it's not really quite such a big deal, because my connection is really through the internet, has been for years. I get sufficient linkage from those people out there, and I've picked up a couple of friends around through work, through karate, through whatever. I know a few people. Mostly through the university. But right at the moment, most of those people, almost everybody in town, probably 90% of the people in town, are in church. This is a great time to go to the grocery store. I probably should be doing that instead of walking, because the only people at the grocery store at this hour are the cashiers, and maybe half a dozen people. In an hour, when church lets out, it'll be elbow to elbow. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Obviously not everyone. Let's see. So, yeah, we need to get Ravenwood out this... Oh, not Ravenwood. Zephyr's Call out this week. That's got to happen. Mostly it's me just dither. I need to focus on it and get it out of here. If I worked on it for the rest of the day, I could probably get it done. The question is, can I be allowed to work on it for the rest of the day? And I don't know. Maybe. Let's see what else. Got some other business kinds of issues that I really need to get resolved that I really can't talk about yet. Although I confess that they are weighing heavily on my mind. I also have some family issues. Not my siblings, not my new social unit, but my brothers and brother and sisters. And I have some, yes. Some issues there that are taking up a lot of psychic energy, truth be known, a lot of emotional energy. And again, falls under the category of not my story to tell, at least not yet. Let's see, what else? I'm still chuckling over brown skin gleaming in the sun, not brown hair. And, oh, yeah, somebody asked Mr. Gosh in the class on Friday. He was somewhat, I think, bemused, in using that term correctly, by the goings-on, by the fact that I stood up and started addressing his class. And it didn't take more than 5 minutes before he had put down whatever it was he was doing and seemed as engaged as the students. So yes, it was a very positive response in spite of the fact that I was doing it in the wrong room. And when Brian Humphrey came back and explained it to him, it made even more sense to him. And of course it was my doofusness that caused the problem because I missed the shift in time. Oh, dogs, what a surprise. Cal Supreme. Le Canine. Woohoo. That was actually very cool with him. He was very pleased with it, actually. And in large part because these are students who are not terribly engaged for the most part. That's somewhat of a challenge to get them to even listen, let alone do any work in the class. So the fact that they were listening and engaging and challenging me in many ways was for him. That was he seemed to like it a lot. I may go back and talk to them again. I don't know, just because. Well, yeah, just because there were some of the students in that group that said that they might like to play along at home, and I'd like to make sure that they get an opportunity to do so. The thing is, I'm figuring if 10 kids start, one kid might finish. And if one kid finishes, that'll show the rest that it can be done. And that kid will have access to a whole new skill set that they cannot get any other way. So from that perspective, I'm very interested in how this plays out and how this works. Again, in a lot of ways, it's like why I got into podcasting. One of the reasons, of course, was to have fun, to tell stories, to do all of that. But another reason, if I put on my educator hat, it seems a little dusty and perhaps feeling a bit neglected lately. If I put on my my educator's hat, one of the reasons that I wanted to get into podcasting was to explore the opportunities of new media as part of a new economic structure. That's one of the things that seems obvious to me, which appears not to be quite so obvious to everybody else, is that the economic environment has fundamentally shifted. Morning. And that a lot of what has been the economic base in the United States that's really centered on large-scale production, on large-scale R&D, on centralized capital is shifting, in part because there's so little to be shared from that centralized capitalist environment. But, it goes to the top guy, and everybody else can kind of whistle in his beer. But I think there's a fundamental shift in the economic infrastructure that the internet affords by giving everyone who has an internet connection a storefront on the world. The fact that Amazon provides a centralized marketplace for that storefront. Between eBay and Amazon, you can sell anything. You at least have a marketplace where you can go to try to sell something. Where in the past you were restricted to what you could sell to your friends and neighbors, what you could sell via mail order, what you could sell based on your reach economically, for the most part, and also for the most part, mass media was inaccessible to small business. I'm talking real large-scale mass media. You could always buy an ad in your local paper, but in order to cover the Western region, no, you've got to go real mass market, and that's expensive. In large part because the advertising industry charges by the per thousand. So impressions per thousand is really how you pay. And if you want to reach 100 million people, that's a lot of thousands. And so it becomes kind of expensive. So the changeover where I can put something online and have it available to the, 3 billion people who are on the internet globally, 185,000 who are, good morning, 185 million who are in the United States. The question then becomes, how do you attract attention? Which is where most people, particularly authors, fall down. Dancing on the table with the lampshade on your head isn't necessarily the best way to find people who want to take you seriously, but that's what most authors do. At any rate, the shift in the economic infrastructure of the U.S. from large centralized jobs to small decentralized, individualized even, businesses is really where I see the next decade, possibly two, moving. The opportunities afforded by websites like guru.com, where people who are expert in various functions can come together to work together and then split the proceeds and go away. That's an important structure. So not only do we have the opportunity to have access to selling markets, those of us who have extended projects in mind, projects so large or so complicated that we lack either the time or the skill to do them all, we can find people that we can subcontract that work out to in a reasonable way and pay a contract rate and have done with it. Now that's a fundamental shift. That's a shift that has been afforded by the internet and in large part by the latest generation of collaborative exercises. I'm more than happy to pay guru.com their cut because it's very small and it enables me to earn a whole lot more. Likewise, I'm happy to give Amazon its 30% because it lists my book in the largest bookstore on the planet. So, yeah, you know, getting my book in the corner bookstore here where 8 people might see it in a day compared to putting it on Amazon, there's just no contest there. There's just no I don't know what you call it. There's just no argument that I can see. The fact that it's in every, that it might potentially be in every Barnes and Noble in the country is, maybe. But still, the number of people who visit Barnes and Noble in a day is about equal to the number of people who visit Amazon.com in an hour. So, you know, there's an issue there of scale, of, for lack of a better term, reach, that, really did not exist. And one of the kids asked me about this. It really didn't exist 3 years ago. It really didn't exist 5 years ago. It really didn't exist 5 years ago. But 3 years ago, it was just beginning to break open. And now here we are. And I feel very fortunate to have positioned myself to experiment in this marketplace so that I could watch it evolve from the inside, rather than trying to catch up with it from the outside after the fact. This is also Dragon Con weekend, and I should be heavily engaged in Dragon Cant, but to be truthful, I've sort of been absent. I'm being a little bit reclusive. Not because I want to be a recluse, but just because I don't feel very social right at the moment. Part of it is I've got all this crap about the books coming down. I'm late on Raven, on Zephyr's Call. I'm late on Captain's Share. I'm going to have to do something about that. Or I'm going to be late on Captain's Share. So, yeah. Let's see. So, as a result, I'm feeling kind of, keep my head down. Not get out very much, which doesn't help, because by keeping my head down and not getting out very much, I'm not getting the work done. I'm not getting the work done. It's just reinforcing that feeling of, oh, I don't want to talk to buddy. So, yeah. Negative spiral. Those of you who are watching me for the life of the creative. This thing with the kids is a way to put me back on my own track as much as it is a way to help them. And I'm pretty upfront about that. This being in production mode is a problem. I'm going to have to address that too. When I was writing every day, I was writing my 3,000 words every day. That was going along good. I felt great. It was making good progress. I was getting word count. I was getting story down. Life was good. And now I've got bogged down in the production end. That's not so good. Now, before anybody starts saying, oh, you should have a publisher. No. Because I just get bogged down in a publisher. I have a publisher and I'm bogged down already. I need a good publisher. I need a business manager. I need somebody like Sigler has A. Probably. Not quite ready to hire an employee yet. But I do need to get a handle on getting these copy edits installed and getting these chapters broken up. I know which ones are the problems. I have an idea of where to break them. I just need to sit down for like 3 hours and grunt through it. And then I can format it and put it up online. I've got about 8 or 9 chapters of small edits that need to get added in. And my wife is now reading Ravenwood and critiquing the run-on sentences. So that's helping a great deal. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I will talk to you then.